Freeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Tuesday. We got Red Alert Tuesday coming up later on this hour. Plus, Master P Theater. Southwest Florida awaits the selection of Pete Shepard.
I'm kind of curious by nature, and I see that, you know, AB tweets out an address.
He's wearing a
383
dress.
West Broadway, New York, New York.
That's a good one.
10012.
Address. I'm sorry. I'm hearing things differently today, whether it be Chaim or Haim, whatever.
Write this down.
Haim.
Write H-I-G-H hyphen E-M.
Haim.
Haim.
Then I heard dress and you said address.
I hate to see how we would pronounce it if you saw the first Seamus out there. How you would pronounce that? You'd say Seamus.
Who?
Exactly, Seamus.
Nobody names their children Seamus.
Yes, they do.
Not anymore.
Stop it. Anyway, so the address is, the property was sold at $1.6 million in 2004. Why is he tweeting this out?
Because he wants people to show up. But it's a gated community.
No, it's in New York. This is not his.
Oh.
He tweeted out an address.
Maybe he's going to be there.
No.
Why wouldn't he be there? He can leave. He doesn't have to stay in the state of Florida. No, he just has to check in with his parole officer every day.
His tweet said...
I'm not joking. That was the terms of his release.
His tweet said, Boomin family, meet me here.
Yeah, come meet me. I'm going to be here at this location. If you're a big fan, I'll be your AB translator on Twitter.
Okay.
Hey, fans of Antonio Brown, come to this location later today and we can hang out.
He's not moving there.
He's not moving there, but he's there just to say hey to the booming fan.
Don't believe him.
Where's he at? This is New York?
New York.
Yeah, I don't believe
he's signing
him.
With the Jets.
He tweeted out.
He's signing with the Jets.
That'd be fantastic.
No, he's signing with the Guardians.
Dolphins Nostalgia
I'd
says,
be down
Chris,
for
how
it.
Do you feel about your Tar Heels tonight? Money line pick?
I think they'll play tough.
I think they'll play tough as well.
Who you got?
Wake Forest.
I think they'll beat him.
I mean, it's a couple of 10 and 13 teams going at it. I don't have a great feel on either team.
Carolina's playing better than that.
Carolina has more talent than Wake Forest.
Carolina probably win that game.
But it's Carolina. They've lost more than they've won this year.
Yeah, but now they're getting healthy.
I got a play I like tonight out of the association.
Really?
That's my pick tonight. It's out of the association.
Mm-hmm.
One of those nationally televised games.
Okay. All right. I've got a list. It's next. And it involves Tom Brady. This is for Pete.
So it's skewed?
I don't think it's skewed.
Bias.
I don't think there's any bias whatsoever on this list. In fact, I have statistical numbers
support
to back it up. Yeah, there's support to this
list.
I'm
intrigued.
List.
I haven't seen it. I don't know where you got it from. Or if this is you made this up? Or
no,
you,
I stole this off the internet.
Okay.
I don't come up with
anything
original.
Yeah, we don't have original thoughts.
It's like our show.
Time now for a Sports
Center
Rundown.
Why would you be original?
Here's Chris.
Here's what the internet says is trending. The Red Sox will name Ron Renicki interim manager today, a day before the first scheduled workout for pitchers and catchers, according to ESPN. Earlier today, the Everblades lost for the second time in a month. They had a 10:30 start in Atlanta, and Atlanta won 3-1. Edmonton Oilers center Connor McDavid will miss 2 to 3 weeks with a left quad injury, and doubleheader on TNT tonight tips at 7. Sixers host the Clippers, followed by the Rockets hosting the Celtics.
Okay. I am going to require some list music.
Hockey. You like that?
No.
Connor McDavid.
How about that?
Yep.
Thank you, Chris.
Great player.
Appreciate that.
Oilers.
Mm. All right.
It's cold in there. Sweaters.
That's right. Get yourself a sweater. All right. I have a compilation of the NFL, the 2020 season, and strength of schedule. Going to run it down right now. Going to tell you what it's going to be a list.
And now, a list.
With the easiest schedule in the NFL for the 2020 season, the Baltimore Ravens. Combined opponents winning percentage only 438, followed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dallas Cowboys, Cupcake City at 30.
Again, bad divisions.
Okay, sure.
Allegedly, from this is all based on last year.
Based on last year, right. I expect the AFC North to be a lot better next year than what it was this year.
Sure. Cleveland Browns at 29. Washington Redskins, 28. Bengals, 27. And we have your New York Football Giants at 26.
Again, because you're going through all AFC North and NFC East teams.
Well, at 25, also the Philadelphia Eagles.
Bingo. There's going to be a theme here.
Got the New Orleans Saints, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Las Vegas Raiders. And Tennessee Titans getting us up to number 20.
Ooh, Titans.
All right, schedule getting a little tougher here. We got two teams tied for 18. The defending champion, Kansas City. First team to play a composite schedule of 500 teams. Carolina Panthers also tied at 18. Playing a record, teams with records of 500. Tampa Bay Buccaneers tied for 16th, and the Indianapolis Colts also at 16th. So we're middle of the pack right here. All right, now we get to some teams with some tough schedules. Green Bay Packers at 15. Tied for 13th, the Chicago Bears and Seattle Seahawks. At 12, by themselves, the Denver Broncos. Now we're into the top 10, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Top 10 toughest schedules for the 2020 season.
And I haven't heard the Dolphins yet.
The Minnesota Vikings and Los Angeles Rams tied for 10th. Tied for 8th, the Arizona Cardinals and the Houston Texans. Top 5 most
Good
difficult
grief.
Schedules in the National Football
Yay.
League. We
no
have a
Lions
tie
either.
Between the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
And the Detroit Lions.
Great Dolphins fans. Excellent.
We're down to our final four most difficult schedules in the NFL.
That was a tie for fifth?
Yes.
So aren't we into our top three?
Not yet. Not according to this list. Number four, your San Francisco 49ers. The third most difficult schedule on the whole docket belongs to your Miami Dolphins. Facing a collective win percentage of 529. The second most difficult schedule in all of the NFL will belong to the New York Jets. And at number one, and the reason the coward, number 12, Tom Brady,
Bite
is getting out of Dodge as soon as possible, your New England Patriots.
As I've said earlier, he has a better record outside the division than in the division.
I
so
know.
Bring
He's
it
got
on.
A better record.
Anyway,
that's every scenario you can come up with. Last year, we ripped on them the first half of the season. They didn't play anybody. That is gone. Patriots, toughest schedule in the league. Congratulations.
Good.
You're back at number one at something.
You dare use coward in his name in the same reference again. Ever.
He's fleeing.
Ever.
He's
Where's it gone?
Fleeing.
Where's it going?
Not New England.
How do you know?
In fact, let's look at some of the teams that are on the rumor list. Where are they down
That's
here?
Everybody.
Let's see here.
Name half the league.
The Chargers.
He's going to Chargers today.
Chargers are the worst one on this list. 23 of the teams that he's in. The Raiders at 21.
Who's coming up with this list?
This is like some I can't remember. Pro Football Talk.
I mean,
somebody,
no.
It's a legitimate list.
It's a legitimate list.
It's backed up statistically.
I don't think it's... You know, preference is going to be a couple of West Coast teams, not San Francisco.
Let's see, Tampa Bay right in the middle
I
of the
field. I have it down to four.
Let me guess, New England, Tennessee, the Chargers, and the Dolphins.
I would put Tampa Bay in there, too.
Yes.
I take Tennessee out.
All with easier schedules than
Well, we
the
can
Patriots.
Say that about everyone.
Irrelevant.
Yeah. He's fleeing. Fleeing the coop, man. Packing the... Already sold the house. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They've already moved.
You can't make this stuff up. You're right.
I have said nothing that has not been... Nothing I have said this segment has been factually
incorrect.
You
know what would be a fun exercise to do?
What's that?
Is find that list from the 2019 season, what we thought was going to be the hardest schedule going into the season, and then take a look back and see what actually was the most difficult
schedule. Of
course,
because you had the defending NFC champs not make the playoffs.
Right.
You had, you
right.
know, even the year before, the Eagles don't make it back. I mean, that's it's all subjective. I understand what they do. We have fun. It's good talking.
It's great for us.
This
yeah.
is just win percentages. Just that's all it is. It's, there's no guessing. There's no making stuff. Up. There's no opinion. I just laid out
Well, your
to
opinion
you.
Is yeah, Tom Brady's not coming back next year.
To the Patriots.
To the, coming back, yes.
To the Patriots.
To the Patriots.
Because he's afraid of this schedule. It's too tough.
That see, but
which,
that,
which you don't really believe.
That is also factual.
Which you don't really believe.
I absolutely believe it.
Tom Brady has literally beaten every team in the league except the Patriots.
Listen, and he wants to do that next.
I think he wants
That's
to do
the
that.
Next thing to check up on the list. Look, he doesn't
disagree.
Want to come back because their schedule's tough. He doesn't want to come back because they have no wide receivers.
Schedule.
He doesn't want to come back because they have no offensive line. He's going to go take the easy route and find a team with an easy schedule with an O-line and receivers. Oh, that sounds like the Buccaneers to me. Fact.
I'd love him to be a Buck next year.
If he's not going to be a Patriot, I would love him to be a Buck. Just for the weapons that he has out there, it would be fantastic. But we'll see. I'm going to say top three is still going to be, I don't know. It's so hard. It's 50-50 he goes back. No, but it's going to be a domino effect. Whatever everybody's going to wait to see what he does on March 18th.
But my question yesterday was, is he the first domino? Is he the LeBron James of NBA free agency? Let's see where LeBron goes, then all the dominoes
fall.
Here's
the thing. It's about how accurate the 72-hour legal tampering period is.
Well, that's
so we'll probably hear a lot on March
16th. Let's assume that doesn't exist, because everybody's going to blow through that. Nobody's paying attention to that rule, right?
Well, some are. I think they're paying very close attention to it, especially with this year's crop of free agent quarterbacks. I've never seen anything like it. So I think Goodell is probably going to pay a bit more attention this year than in the past when you look at the high-profile names on that list. You would think that would be the case. It's not going to be like Ndamukong Suh released a month in advance. He was going from Detroit to Miami that year. I mean, that was unbelievable.
It's a good move. It was a good move.
I can't even blame what's his name at ESPN now, the former GM.
At ESPN?
Yeah. Mike Tannenbaum. I can't even blame. I think that was a John Ireland selection.
Yeah.
Or contract, I should say, not selection.
Well, I think my Lions just roughshodded your organization by building up the price, knowing we weren't going to pay the final dollar, and you just sucked up our salary cap.
But I got to tell you what you have to worry about, and it's interesting. The Chargers, I think, if they don't go after Brady Hart, which I'm assuming they will, you know who this? I think who they want?
The Chargers?
Yes. You know who they want? Tua.
I think they want Tua as well.
I just don't know if they have the draft capital to move up there.
What's great about the position that the Dolphins are in is they have a lot more in the chamber than what the Chargers can offer the Lions. And if you're the Lions, it'd be irresponsible if you're Bob Quinn, if you work out a deal with the Chargers to say, hey, I got to run this by Miami first because they can offer me a lot more. Hey, instead of the 6th overall pick, you're going to get the 5th overall pick. Instead of a second rounder, we'll throw in, Will being the Dolphins, we'll throw in pick number 24. Just to paint a picture, the Dolphins, if they want Tua and somebody works out a deal with the Lions, as long as the Lions call the Dolphins and say, hey, here's what we're getting, we're about ready to pull the trigger on this.
I think that's a likely scenario, and in fact, if I were the Lions, I'd start making some Tua noise, even though they have no intention of drafting
him. I think it's been out there already.
Yeah, I think it needs to get louder.
But I think that's where this Chargers story comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this Chargers story, where it makes a lot of sense.
I don't think the Lions anyway are drafting third. I think Miami's going to have to jump up there, or there's going to be a fight for that spot.
I don't know about that.
You think it goes 1, 2, 3, business as usual?
Well, look, man,
what if the Chargers, again, Brady, Breeze, Prescott, Tannenhill, Rivers, which is not going to happen, Winston, Bridgewater, Mariota, Keenum. Could the Chargers go after anybody besides Brady?
Well, if you're the Chargers, like, you've got to figure out which way you want to go.
But we'll know this before April.
Well, that's the thing.
Right. You're going to know, okay, there's big hole on the roster, and they're not moving forward with Tyrod Taylor. Sorry, Tyrod Taylor.
No, I don't know. But
in the new stadium.
There are some people that think they
if
might.
If you believe that, I got a flying pig to sell you out back.
But I'm saying there are some that say that at least is a possibility.
No,
that's
0%
chance. I know that there are those reports out. That is one of those clear smoke screens this time of the year that you get.
The Chargers have
no fan base. They're going into a brand new 75,000-seat stadium. They can't even sell out a 25,000-seat stadium. They have got to get a new quarterback. Tyrod Taylor cannot be the quarterback of that franchise.
I don't disagree with you. I'm saying there are those that think that he could be, or at least it's a possibility.
They're wrong.
Yeah. Look, for me, if Brady's not going staying in New England, I think he's going to the Chargers. But I do think you're going to hear the Bucs make an awful lot of noise.
And I think Chicago still makes a lot of sense for Brady. I know that it doesn't – cold weather and all that, even though he's played his whole career there. But you get to the NFC, you lean on still what I think is a really good defense.
Yeah.
Lean on that. You're in a new offense with Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
There's going to be all sorts of rumors. You know, it's even silly just to – it's – my feeling is it's 50-50 at best, and he goes back to the
Patriots. Bears would be cool because we can finally see him play Aaron Rodgers a couple times here. I think they've played two times in their entire careers.
Really?
Yeah. That would be kind of fun, as opposed to going out west and playing against Patrick Mahomes.
Dopey says he wants Dallas to trade Prescott to Detroit for Matthew Stafford.
Really?
He is a Cowboys fan. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either, but would the Lions fan be okay with that?
No.
What's the list of the Cowboys? What's today's? They're really, really, really close to Prescott? This, instead of really, really close, now they're really, really, really close.
Super really close, Pete. Super really close. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dak Prescott for Matthew Stafford. Although Stafford's from the Dallas area.
I don't buy anything about Brady going to Dallas and Prescott. I don't buy that at all, but I suppose anything's possible. That would shock me the most.
Getting a couple texts about Taysom Hill, the third stringer in New Orleans.
It's going to be the first
third stringer.
Third
stringer slash starter somewhere.
So he's a restricted free agent, so they'll attach a draft pick to him,
right?
Which means they'll get compensation. I can't see anybody signing him to A, big money to be their starter to come in, and B, giving up draft compensation on top of that.
You're probably right, although, look, I think he's going to be the most disappointed person in New Orleans if Drew Brees says he's coming back. I mean, Taysom wants to be a starter now, and...
Yeah, and that's, again, the 18th. You know,
he and his agent are working it, trying to go. If it's not in New Orleans.
God, between St. Patrick's Day and the start of the NCAA tournament, which is that Thursday of the day of free agency on the 18th.
Is that the first day of free agency?
That's the first day, March 18th. That's also the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that? Is going to be insane.
Is the second.
Who's going to sign or bolt first out of those nine? Brady?
No, it's the first round.
Right. I don't recognize the Tuesday games, the play-in games.
No, I don't. Now, that's
that
the opening round, Craig Sheeman.
Yeah, I don't recognize that.
The first four.
The games in Dayton.
Yes.
All four of them, right?
No. Yeah.
I don't do that. It's ridiculous.
Yep. But what a day.
It's the only thing they got wrong about the greatest tournament in sports.
I'm wondering how all these agents are going to play it out, too, because.
That's the difference. They're playing it out right now. They're on the phone today. You know, a month and a half out. They're not waiting for any. Deadlines.
That would be illegal tampering.
People are talking.
16th.
Yeah, because that never works out where agents and front office personnel at, I don't know, the combine later this month in Indianapolis, they never get together and talk about anything.
Nope, everything's on the up and up. Things all set.
That's where a lot of stuff happens.
But I do think our friends at 345 Park Avenue are going to be on high red alert, speaking of which, because of these high-profile names. I mean, it's amazing. Nine guys that, they can't mess around here. I don't ever remember this type of batch of high-quality free agents.
Because it's never happened.
But the good thing is, if you whiff on your first choice, choices two, three, and four are pretty decent. You've got options.
Well,
you don't have to put your franchise at risk if somebody's too high. All right, let's go to the next guy.
Well, let's say this. You got say put Brady and Breeze at the top, all right? And I guess... You put Dak Prescott third, or you put Teddy
Bridgewater? Well, Dak's not Teddy going anywhere.
Well, right now, he's scheduled to be a free agent in March. I'm going by the list of scheduled to be a free agent in March.
Yes, I would put Prescott ahead of Bridgewater.
Okay, but so those are the top four, I would say. Then you got Tannehill, Rivers, Jameis, Mariota, and Keenum. Put Keenum at the bottom.
Keenum's at
the bottom. So if you whiff on the first four.
Tannehill at the top.
You whiff on the first four, whatever. I don't care how you do it.
Well, then you start working the draft. You start moving up the draft. That's when the San Diego plan goes to be pick third. And if they whiff, then they got to move up in the draft. But they got the luxury of knowing they've got a full month before the draft. Mm-hmm. They'll know if they got the free agent quarterback or if they need to spend some draft cash to move on up. Oh, it's gonna be great.
Oh, it's gonna be unbelievable. That whole weekend, that whole week.
And it'll set up the greatest final season of NFL football before the work stoppage.
There's not going to be a work stoppage.
We're going to go out with a bang, and then we're all going to become XFL experts next year because that's the only football we'll have.
I always knew Cordell Jones should be in the NFL.
Yeah? He had a nifty run on, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday is when the Defenders played.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was the first game, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he have a kickoff return, too? I thought that was pretty good. I can't remember if it was him or not.
Yeah.
Somebody ran one back like 47 yards. But, yeah. So, what a weekend that's going to be with March Madness beginning and then all of this free agent, quarterback stuff. We're just talking quarter. We're just talking quarterbacks.
239. As a Dolphins fan, I'd be okay with Tannehill coming back. Come on, guys.
I was waiting for that one.
You can't go back to the prom. You can't.
You can't.
You already dumped her.
You dumped the six. Turns out she wasn't a six.
Yeah.
She was a 7.5.
She was a late bloomer, Chris.
That's what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Is it just it
she
didn't
got
work
hot
out?
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugly,
it happened.
Ugly duckling syndrome.
Oh, she had a nice makeover, got herself fixed
new
up.
New wardrobe.
Better coach.
Yeah.
Lost some weight.
But there's a younger, hotter model coming out.
Exactly.
Next.
And that's the point here. That is the point here.
And he's so on track. He's not gimpy anymore.
Oh, yeah. Recovery going well. The plastic surgery looks great.
The nose looks natural.
Dak Prescott, starting Miami Dolphin quarterback next year.
Oh, I don't know. That makes no sense.
Says who?
That makes zero sense on every single level.
I'm rooting for anybody but Tua. Actually, I really want Tua to come to Miami.
Because you know that I'll be devastated if Tua doesn't get to Miami.
Which would be fascinating, but it wouldn't be as bad because that would only last about
the whole premise of this show for the last 18 months has been Chris waiting for Tua to come to his beloved Dolphins.
That's been.
Do you realize we went the whole season?
It's been my life.
You played the Dolphins song, I think, once over a 20-week
you
period.
You bailed on them all
go
3 years
back a year
have been down
before.
Here.
We played it like 20 times a week. I mean, this is it.
You bailed on.
I
them
will
all
be
three
devastated
years.
For him.
I thought about that in the last few days.
You know, hold on. Dumpster fire with the text of the day. Mrs. Tannehill, firm 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, right?
You mean Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren Tannehill. She has a name.
Yeah.
I prefer not to recognize that she's married.
Why? What does that affect you?
No, I'm teasing. No, I was thinking about on the way into work the other day that I would be devastated if Tua doesn't end up in a Miami Dolphins uniform.
Okay, let me ask you this. If Tua doesn't,
what
would your second choice be?
Devastated.
What other name would you, just say everything played out the way you wanted it, except for Tua coming, who would your second choice be and you'd get it?
Well, Herbert's gone by then too, so.
No, Herbert would be there.
I'm talking about either via free agency or the draft. Who would your second choice be? That you could pick anybody left.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Seriously. Actually, no.
Tank again.
Actually, no.
Tank for Trevor
starts. Tank again. That's when we want Trevor
Tank
Lawrence
again
in Miami. I'm sick of this crap.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of this retread crap. He wasn't good enough for that team over there, but we're going to sign him and we're going to make him better. No, the world doesn't work like that, people. You need talent at the quarterback spot. Don't give me this heart and soul stuff. I was actually thinking about it today. I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a great guy to mentor Tua Tagovailoa. I think he's a terrible person to mentor Tua. Actually, what does Ryan Fitzpatrick not do? He does not slide. He is not smart with the football. Why do you want a brittle quarterback to learn from a guy who thinks he can run over linebackers?
There's more to tutoring and that kind of stuff, taking a guy under wings than just to play on the field. That's probably the least bit of it. It's about
well, the
how
play
to
on
hand,
the field side makes no sense.
Well, how to handle yourself as a professional, about attending meetings, what to do, time management, all that stuff. That's where a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick can help a young guy like that. Not so much that he's going to show up because they're completely two different types of skill sets.
You know who I want to mentor Tua? I want Eli Manning to mentor Tua.
Why?
Hey, here's how you get through a whole career without being able to move. When you're going to get sacked, just hit the ground. It's that simple. Yeah. You're going to get sacked anyway. You're not breaking that tackle. Just get on the turf.
Well, the one thing you might have in your favor directly with this, all of this, is that Tua has already said, basically, I don't want to play for anybody else.
Right,
so
right.
Is anybody going to take a
Which
chance?
Which is fantastic.
He's kicking Eli, so is he going to pull an, you know, nobody's going to take a chance on him, maybe, because he pulled an Eli saying, I'm not playing for
Love
you.
It.
Don't even bother.
Love it.
You know what else you shouldn't take a chance with is your auto and homeowners insurance,
True
people.
That.
Absolutely. Farmers Insurance has an agency here in Southwest Florida. Has one. We just got it. It belongs to Damon Brist. He has the agency there at Farmers. I've known the Brist family for 30 years. It's a name you can trust. I'm going to give you the phone number and his address here because you can jump in with your current plan and say, all right, here's who I have my insurance with. What can you do for me by bundling my homeowners and my auto? How much money can you save me? Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933, 239-202-2933 or go up to his office at 9861 Burnwood Place Drive and have him help you out. He'd be glad to do it. Again, it's Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. Have you switched yet? Red alert coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. Also, the 99.3 ESPN app. It is Tuesday. It is the 3:30 segment, something we like to do here called Red Alert, where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. It is becoming the favorite segment of many out there in Southwest Florida. Later on, we've got Masterpiece Theater. I'm sure at 4 o'clock we'll have another list of some sort and addition of Wikipedia as well. All right, let's fire it up. Pete Shepard, you get us started with a little bit of Red Alert.
Red Alert, Troy Provost Heron, who writes for the Daily Times in Knoxville. Why? Because this numbnut, despite Michigan State out of the top 25, they're 3-5 from their last 8 games. They've lost their last 3 in a row. This dope move them up in the latest AP rankings. He had Michigan State ranked 15th on his ballot last week. Move them up. Move them up. After losing 3 in a row, you're not paying attention. Troy Provost Heron, what in the hell are you doing? Have his vote taken away. Red alert. Troy Provost Heron, who moves up Michigan State, one in the AP poll after they lost 3 in a row.
For the record, doing polls is harder than it looks. Red alert to all those in the NBA, the Eastern Conference, that think the Raptors might be good enough to get to the finals without Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, they've won 15 in a row. Couple were against the Pacers, one against the Sixers, but everybody beats the Sixers in their own place. Let's take a closer look at this 15 wins in a row. 2 wins against the T-Wolves, a win against the Nets, the Bulls, the Pistons, the Cavs, the Hawks twice, and the Knicks and the Wiz. Tap the brakes on all the excitement in Toronto. 15 games is 15 games, but look who they've played. Red alert, Toronto.
Oh, God.
The ECHL, you are on notice right now. I know the Blades lost today. I had it written. I thought that they would win today, but still, just the second loss for the Florida Everblades dating back to January 11th. Today is February 11th. Quick math, that's 1 month. South Carolina, they still lead the South, but I believe it's only 1 point. The Stingrays do have 1 game in hand, but I'm telling you right now, the Blades are coming.
All right.
ECHL.
Be ready.
Red alert, Oscars again. You suck. Parasite should never have been movie of the year best picture. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Oscars, red alert, as usual. You snotty, stuck-up boobs that are out there doing this stuff, thumbing your nose at some of the great movies that don't even get more than 1 Oscar nomination. As usual, you blew it again, Oscars. You blew it again for a movie that grossed jack squat in this country. Stop it. Go away.
Yeah, but Pete, it's about the art.
Red alert, Tampa Bay Vipers and former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. Your ceiling is 5. And while we're at it, let's review Georgia quarterbacks of the past. Now, I'll give you credit for Fran Tarkington way back in 1960. But since then, we've had a flood of Eric Zier, Mike Bobo, Quincy Carter, David Green, DJ Shockley, Matthew Stafford, who's played 10 years and has yet to win a single playoff game, and Aaron Murray. Red alert, Vipers and all former Georgia quarterbacks.
You can't let it go.
Fact.
I hated that one. That was terrible.
It was the best one ever.
Former Houston Astros players, I do not want to hear you coming out this year saying that you wish you had done more to stop the cheating in Houston when you were there. I'm talking to you, Charlie Morton of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
You were there, you knew there was cheating going on, and you didn't stop it because you thought it was going to help you and further your career because you'd get an extra win here or there, something like that. Don't do it. Just say, they got caught, I'm a part of the Rays now or a different organization, and move along. I don't want to hear you lying to people in the public saying you wish you had done more to stop it. Because if you believe that, then you would have done more to actually stop it at the time. Good grief.
Fact!
Red alert, Washington Redskins cornerback Quentin Dunbar. Out! Out! O-U-T wants to be traded or released. How about that? Ron Rivera doesn't want to play for you. Or doesn't want to play for Mr. Snyder. Red alert, Washington Redskins. Quentin Dunbar, your best cornerback, when one of them wants out.
Red alert, me! Because I have to drive with my head on a swivel. Today's the first day in a week I wasn't almost killed by a snowbird driver with out-of-state plates on my way to work today. Be careful, everybody in Southwest Florida. Red alert, they are in full force.
Well, Craig, it's funny you say that because I'm putting Fort Myers traffic on red alert.
I'm with you, brother.
Pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow for both the Twinkies and the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Both of them start games on February 17th,
and
I believe
open,
it
and
is.
Doors open at 9:30 tomorrow at JetBlue, by the way, for fans.
Oh, if you live or have to commute through the Daniels I-75 corridor.
I don't.
Like myself, we are all on red alert. In fact, if I may real quick, I'm going to further this. I had already hit the button. Keep a pocket schedule for both the Red Sox and the Twins in your car so you know when to avoid that area.
Not a bad idea.
Sorry.
PSA. They're only about 5 miles apart. Red alert, Lonzo Ball.
Oh,
why?
What's he doing?
Why? Remember when he first entered the NBA draft with the Lakers? It was hard to go anywhere and not hear about the big baller brand. His father, LeVar Ball, one of the most dominant personnel. All that crap, that changed after Alan Foster allegedly embezzled funds from the company, blah, blah, blah. But big baller brand took a hiatus before ultimately deciding to relaunch. So during Sunday's episode of the Facebook series Ball and the Family, LeVar directly asked Lonzo and his brother to pull all their resources together and put their money back into making Big Baller Brand successful. LeVar said, quote, "And as a family, we just got to stick together. Like, okay, we good. Put your money over there. My money over here. Mello over there. And we put all our money together. And that's where the venture capitalists come in and say, we got 100 mil for y'all. We don't need to have 100 mil. We got it right here if we put our bleep together." No, no, no. Lonzo Ball, don't do it.
Don't
Red
do
alert.
It. That's a good one.
Red alert, people of New England, 37 days and counting until TB12 will be donning a new uniform other than that of the New England Patriots. So get your defibrillators ready, get your Lipitor stocked up, get your beta blockers. The day is coming down by the harbor.
There's no water around Foxborough.
Finland. Maybe a lake of some sort. The NBA, you are on red alert. Reports coming out today that Jimmy Butler's doing a little recruiting for the Miami Heat. Joel Embiid is his target. Get him and Jimmy Buckets down in South Beach. You've got nice pieces around him. And don't worry, Philly fans. Just look at the Miami Heat on how to run a successful organization. Entire NBA, you're on red alert.
Red alert, MLB/Red Sox report just coming out a little while ago that the sign-stealing investigation this week has told the Associated Press that the investigation will continue well into spring training, and they don't know whether it will be punished. Nobody knows a damn thing right now except that Ron Renneke is the interim manager. He has to be because there is a slight chance that Alex Cora could come back after suspension and take over the team again. I don't know why this is taking that long. If it was so obvious that Alex Cora was a, quote, mastermind behind this whole thing, maybe it was Jedi mind trick by the GM back in the day. Who the hell knows? But this should be over and done with by this. This is ridiculous. But red alert, MLB, Red Sox.
Red alert, sticking with your baseball theme for the city of Detroit, Miami, and 20 other baseball cities that don't give a damn that pitchers and catchers report this week because they have no shot of winning or getting above 500 this year.
Very
the
true.
Season is a moot point for most of Major League Baseball. Red alert.
I've put the entire NBA on red alert. Now I am putting the entire WNBA on red alert.
What's
the
that?
Connecticut Sun, second in the league. They're 23-11, and they just made a huge blockbuster trade. They're bringing in all-star forward Dawana Bonner. I'm calling it now. Sun Championship 2020. Sticky pad it.
All right. Mark it down.
Connecticut Sun.
I had to fill it out, and I couldn't think of anything else. I thought, we'll give some WNBA love here.
The sad part is ESPN will spend 20 minutes on this tonight, and nobody gives a crap.
What's the jump?
Yeah. And nobody cares.
All right, do you have another red alert?
No.
I have one more.
Okay.
One more. Final. Grand finale for me. Red alert, Michigan State. Since Mark D'Antonio decided he didn't want to coach anymore, Luke Fickell has turned you down. Think about this. He wants
Fickell.
To stay at Cincinnati instead of going to Michigan State. Also, Colorado's Mel Tucker has bailed out. But Brett Bielema, he's begging for this job. He might be your next head coach at Michigan State, but probably not. Red alert in East Lansing. All right, that's it.
That's it.
Red alert coming up next, as we like to do on this Tuesday. We got Master Pete Theater right around the corner. And also, want to let you all know about something else we got going on here. This starts on Friday. You're going to have to do a little homework here for this one. All right? Like, for example, tonight we talked about Joel Embiid and the 76ers.
Watch him now, Sixers fans, because he's going to be a Heat uniform.
Tampering.
They host the Clippers, and then the Rockets host the Celtics, which Pete is very excited about because the starting five is intact. It's the TNT doubleheader. Pay attention to these games all week. I gave you a couple games to pay attention to last night because on Friday at 3:45, going to have our brand new Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. And I'll have three questions from the week that was in sports. And each question you get right, we move it up a notch. You get $25 to the Boathouse in Naples Bay if you get the first question. Maybe we'll move it up to $50. You get the second one. $75 if you get all three. It is phenomenal. Visit the Boathouse on Naples Bay, overlooking the glistening waters of Naples Bay, and enjoy a terrific lunch, dinner, or their signature happy hour from 3 to 6 daily. Arrive by car or by boat. Just tie one off on the newly installed dock. Visit boathouseonnaplesbay.com for further information. We've got Master Pete Theater next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Good thing I didn't pick this one. Did I do this one already?
That would be awkward if you did.
I did not.
Well, I always pick an old hip-hop song, I guess, and I hope to get it right one time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to guess?
I am trying to guess, yes.
I thought you've played this as bumper music for this segment. Like, I thought this was becoming regular.
No.
No.
You sure?
I've played it before, but not often.
Okay.
I played this, but I think the last time I played this was back in college football season as a nod to Camp Randall.
Really? I thought we've had it much more recently.
Yeah, the Badgers play this before kickoff.
All right.
Student section goes nuts, especially for those 11 a.m. local kickoffs.
Oh, gotta love it.
Love
it. All right, it is time for Master Pete Theater, where Pete Shepard, middle-aged white guy, recites theatrically rap lyrics. Pete, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a special today. Another classic from me, as only I can. See, when I do these, it's about emotion. It's about taking these beautiful lyrics and translating them through the way of my inflections and the way I pronounce everything.
You live it.
And it becomes life, doesn't it? It does. So
today, you do bring the words to life.
Yes.
Here it comes.
Yes.
This is Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature.
Nice.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
This is Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature. Hip Hop Hooray. Ho, hey. Ho.
Ho.
Hey ho, hey ho. You drew a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day. Hey, I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. Hey, I'm licking down you, darling, in what? Every single
whoa,
way. Hey,
wow.
Whoa.
Your funny flow is foreign and in green cards on the way. This ain't got bleep to do with shampoo, but watch your head and shoulders.
Oh.
Brother, older, bold
I get it.
Enough to fold you. Yo, I told you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did.
Arrayed afraid of what I made and played in plus a funky fit. Save your flips and tricks. Put that music in the monkey bit.
Ooh.
Triggers from the grill town, ill town. Some ask how it feels now. The deal is that we're real. So yeah. We're still around.
Yes.
Don't lamp with a freestyle phantom.
What?
Ain't trying to be handsome.
Don't lamp.
Shrinking what you're thinking, because I'm vamping. I live and die for hip-hop. This is hip-hop of today. I give pops to hip-hop. So hip-hop, hooray.
Hooray!
Ho. Hey, ho, hey, ho. Hey!
Ho.
Ho. Hip-hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
You heard a lot about a brother gaining more ground, being low down.
Ah.
I do the showdown with any little hoe round. No, I want to know who you're believing through your funny reasons. Even when I'm sleeping, You think I'm cheating. You said I know you're Mr. OPP, man. You PP, man. Won't only see me, man. You should have known that I ain't hitting the step. That I was with it a bit, not to consider the rep. Heck, I did your partner cause she's not, she's hot as a baker, because I'm naughty by nature.
Huh.
Not because I hate you.
What?
You put your heart in a part of a part that spreads apart and forgot that I forgave when you had a spark. You try to act like something really big is missing, even though my name's graffiti written on your kitten. I love black women always, and disrespect ain't the way. Let's start a family today. Hip-hop, hooray.
Not a feline.
Oh, hey.
I know what that meant.
There's many hungry hip-hoppers. One reason hip-hop's the top today. Swerve what you heard, because I ain't bailing. No hay.
No way.
Ain't chopping no crop. But still growing every day.
Ooh.
Here's a thunder sound from the wonders found, from the underground town down the hill. Feel how ill town drowns smiles to frowns, snatching crowns from the clowns. Beat downs are found. Don't know me? Don't come around. Tippy, tippy, pause. Tippy, tippy, pause. Some start creeping up. I eat them up. Their styles are older than Lou Rawls. Peace to this one and that one and them. That's the way I shout out. And I didn't miss one friend.
Mm.
Fools get foolish. Neither them or Parker Lewis knew us. You could have crews with shoes and can't step to us. Some kiddies purr. Now call me sir too. Looking for her crew. Any trick that disc gets a curfew. I put on projects for boots. Step through troops and leap proof. My problem solver name is Mook. I'm hating Woody's in a hoodie. Peace to Gisette, Jobette.
Who?
JoJo.
What?
Janae.
Yeah?
And every hood G. That's right. My fight is ill. Peace goes to L-O-N-S and Quest. Nice and smooth. And Cypress Hill. I live and die for hip-hop.
Ooh,
this
help.
Is hip-hop of today. I give props to hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
So hip-hop, hooray. Ho, hey. Ho, hey. Ho, hey. Ho, hip-hop, hooray. Ho, hey. Ho, hey, ho. Smooth it out now.
What does, what's don't lamping? Is that like standing still like a lamp instead of dancing?
Well,
That's my interpretation.
All interpretations are welcome in this part of the program. I will not give you mine because that wouldn't be fair. I wouldn't want to taint it. So whatever, your interpretation might be different from mine.
All right.
Why would you graffiti a cat?
Again, your interpretation.
I thought we just gloss over that one instead of bring that more attention to it, Chris. We're late.
It's animal cruelty. PETA should do something about that.
Smiley says, well, now I need to have the birds and the bees talk with my son. He has a lot of questions about these lyrics. Thanks, Pete.
Fact. Well, that was Master Pete Theater, ladies and gentlemen, every Tuesday, 3:45-ish.
Well, what movie was that? Meet the Fockers?
Yeah.
He spray painted a cat's tail. Mr. Jinxie.
Yeah, Mr. Jinx, yeah.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.